is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice already. It's Stephen Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what you're doing right now. But whatever this you are doing, happy that you're doing that, doing that, doing that, doing that with me. Interestingly enough, I am in Abaco. I am in Abaco at the Leonard H. Thompson International Airport, where there is presently happening on the ground right as we speak a strike. I was set to have been back in the capital this morning at 7 or thereabout. However, the weather here is quite inclement. Besides that, though, the people here are even more inclement as a storm appears to be brewing with the members of the airport authority on the ground here in Abaco. It has been a wonderful weekend. I've had an opportunity to go and see the ground in Abaco, Ground Zero, the place that Dorian, decimated. You can look around, the topography seems to still be charred and burnt from the effects of the wind and the salt water. There are many thousands that still have tarps on the roof. I was able to pass the mass burial site for the unidentified persons that were buried in Abaco. I've had an opportunity to go and see how all of the main thoroughfare of Marsh Harbor has been touched by the hands of Dorian. It is unbelievable. There is notably a massive ship that sits in the middle of the city of Marsh Harbor. And it is interesting that two years, all of these things still are the way they are. But I will tell you this, the people of Marsh Harbor, the resiliency of those people and all of, the camaraderie that I see here on the ground tells me that Abaco is headed towards brighter days. They are on the way back. The rebound is happening. Revitalization is happening in Abaco. We went all the way into Sandy Point where there is minimal damage. It almost looks as though there was no storm at all, actually. And we also got into Cooperstown, and there looked as though there was no storm at all. But it was the people of Dundas, Mercytown, and Marsh Harbor proper, where there was massive destruction. I 2 years in, can still very much see the thumbprint of the monster storm we now know to be Hurricane Dorian. And so that is what is happening on the ground here today. I understand that Prime Minister Hubert Minnis is expected to be on the ground in Abaco today sometime around 3 p.m. And they are going to be rolling red down here. Interestingly enough, I've also had an opportunity to witness the PLP's mass motorcade. It took I mean, it was a 2 hour long motorcade on a family act. They did the streets of Mashaba, Dundasan, and Murphy Town, and all along the Essex Highway, they did the place in gold drapings and flags. And from the looks of things, you know, I've been reporting for quite some time that I'm not sure what the outcome in Abaco will be. I'm not sure if the FNM is capable of getting it right. I believe that is why the Prime Minister has this on one of his last stops as we head towards 16. He's on his way to Abaco. But from what I can see, it looks as though the tide in Sandy Point is rising high for the Progressive Liberal Party. I'm not yet prepared to make that very same prediction as it relates to Mashaba and Cooperstown. But I will say that Darren Hemphill had better have on a decent pair of tennis and he'd better strap them tight. I think he's going to be in for the run of his life. I know that he is military trained. I don't know if that old soldier still has much of it left in him. And if he does, he'd better reach in the bag for it now. So I'm predicting here that South Abaco, that one looks like it's in the bag and the bag is tied for the Progressive Liberal Party. There are other candidates on the ground out there. I see Eva Bain is coming out of there for the KGM. And there is, interestingly, an Antoinette Dean whose name pops up for the Coalition of Independence. For whatever it is worth, the Coalition of Independence is not just a Nassau creature. I was fascinated to find that in not one of the seats, but in both of the seats, the Coalition of Independence was able to make a pretty steady showing. I ran into the Coalition for Independence candidate here in Mashaba today, Kai Mills, and he has come to see about the people of Abaco and to see how they are coping. Now, I will also tell you this. I like to talk for business a little bit, but I took a gentleman, or I made a gentleman's agreement with a friend of mine, a friendly gentleman's agreement, that he and I differ on, that Kai Mills, if Darren Hemphill has become unpalatable to the people of North Abaco, we know that that seat has gone to Mr. Ingram for 35 years. We then know that Renato Curry came behind Mr. Ingram and was dismal in his representation of the people. And so they hurriedly returned that seat back to the FNM. What I hear in Cooperstown is that Cooperstown isn't an FNM seat. It is an Ingram. And there have been no endorsements to date by Mr. Ingram. And so who knows? Maybe the people of Cooperstown are waiting on what could be considered the Ingram effect in Cooperstown. We will see how that translates. But the gentleman agreement that I've made with my good friend is that if Darren Hemphill does not perform the way that he did in the last election, this time I believe Kai Mills will at least get his deposit back, which I think would be a resounding victory for the influence of the Coalition of Independence. I've said several times before the DNA suffers from flaccidity. That is their greatest challenge. And it would mean that the Coalition for Independence has solidified so firm that you can feel them probing as far north as Abaco. That's not what I'm here to talk about today, though. With all of the fanfare that is associated and related with the PLP and the FNM, we sometimes forget that our democracy is bigger than any one man. And although men make a party, our democracy is also bigger than that. And it is in times like these that we try to give the voice of smaller an air so that they may make the case for themselves, for their ideas, for their community. And so I should be joined in studio this morning by Mr. Samuel Kemp, who is running as an independent in Golden Isles. And I should also be joined in studio by Mr. Craig Bowe, who is going up there again in Elizabeth against Dr. Dwayne Sand and the newcomer to the PLP, or the newcomer to politics from the PLP, Ms. Jo Beth Cody Davis. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Good.
How you been?
Now, this sounds like Mr. Kemp. Mr. Kemp, you this is going to be your second go at it politically, yes?
Yes, sir.
The last time you ran in North Andres.
I ran North Andres for the DNA.
North Andres for the DNA.
Yes,
sir. How did you get so far from North Andres this time, Mr. Kemp? Why Golden Eye?
Well, I born in Adelaide Village. The last lap, the DNA approached me about 6 weeks before general election, and I had two choices. It was Mount Moriah or North Andres, and I picked North Andres because I'm familiar with Andres. And I to me, it was a good testing and learning ground for what is inspired right now.
Mm-hmm. So you've come home. Is Golden Isles now the new?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, you've been down in Golden Isles. How long has
that been? I born and grew in Adelaide Village.
Mm. Okay. And I know that you're a local businessman in the Adelaide community.
Yes, sir. Correct.
What would you say are some of the challenges your constituency is having that need instant attention that you do not feel you've gotten from either the FNM or the PLP?
My main thing that I see is that I supported the PLP at one point, Mr. Michael Arkidis, in basically providing infrastructure for the youths, to community, different things like would enhance basketball courts, clinics, police stations, roads, all the embroideries of even a beach part for the locals to be able to use and being able to reduce crime from the aspect of looking at the younger people who are being displaced by nothing to do. These guys has not done anything reference to critiquing crime to bring it at a point. For myself as an ex-police officer, we first see things where we look at what would be the easiest mechanism for us to be able to curve the ball that we could allow the youths who are now supposed to be our predecessors to take over this country and have a calling to do and being proud to be able to come in our country and do something other than just sit on the blocks and do other things.
Mm. Now, you talked about Mr. Halkidis. If I remember, I think Mr. Halkidis was down there. It would have been for a period of about 10 years. Yeah?
That's correct. He was victorious here twice.
Right. And I mean, I visit the athlete community quite frequently. They have a pretty decent park. Guys have a pretty decent clinic. There is much growth to be seen, but, you know, for what it's worth, you guys have a decent primary school. There is a new community in the back there. But Golden Isles stretches
all
that
the way,
would be
yeah.
east of Adams.
Right.
Have you been able to resonate on the ground with the people east of Adelaide? Because
yes.
I don't know Golden Isles to be a very heavy crime.
I was able to reach all the Golden Isles stretches all the way to the detention center road. And if you look at all of the government entities that is being constructed around there, and I talk with a lot of the folks who lives in these areas, which has a very, there's a lot of things that goes in there crime-wise. There's a lot of derelict stuff being left, things that need to be moved, parts that need to be lighted. People want to be comfortable where they live. They want to have a place where they call their own and not be afraid to open the doors. What we're having now is the police officers should not always have to be the watchman for us as neighbors. We're supposed to be able to do that ourselves. And what we're doing is we're having all kind of different sorts of things happening in these communities that are being started off at a very small base. And then if you don't curtail it, after a period of time, it will arouse and turn into a full boil. And then it will burst. So right now is the right time where I would say you put mechanism in place to be able to change the outcome of some of these things by taking care of the small things first and the bigger ones a little bit later.
So your platform that sounds like you want to be a community builder. You're looking to provide a more familiar touch to the Golden Isles and work along with the people of Golden Isles to create something that is built by them so that they can appreciate it. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes, that platform is correct. My platform that I hold in my hand, which says representation without taxation. And that is...
I saw that. What does that mean?
That means if any candidate, MP, whatever you call them, that is running on this slate, cares anything about the Bahamian people, they will take their entire salary, what they get paid, what the government allots to them, and they will sign a treaty that is stamped by the Constitution and give every single dollar back to every individual, every constituency until we get ourselves out of this problem. We have big debts that need to be paid. People are borrowing money left, right, and center. They don't care about the small man. Everybody wants to get into politics for one thing, money. I didn't get into politics for money. I get in to try to be somebody to change politics. Change it for the small man. Give them a chance. All the people are asking for is, please, give us a chance. They want to work. They want a home. They want to be able to have nice things. And how do you do that? You say you love this country? Sign it. Tell Mr. Menis, Mr. Brave Davis, the coalition, whoever they are, if you are serious about this country, sign a document with you and all your colleagues and every dollar that is allotted by the Constitution of this country that the people pays for. Give it back to the communities and let those people decide what is best for them to help them out at this time. These people are not serious. They are only in this for money.
Representation without taxation.
Yes. You go there to be the voice of the people that elect you. Nothing more, nothing less. Address your... Go ahead, sir. Sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Miller.
How will you sustain yourself?
I didn't hear you, sir, again.
How will you sustain yourself if you don't accept a salary? I get it.
Yes, sir.
Public life is national service. It is service to country. I get it.
Yes, sir.
You have been chosen to represent the people that you live among. I get that.
Yes, sir.
But how do you sustain yourself without that?
Well, of course, I own my own restaurant and bar. I'm a certified engineer. I do generators. I do solar system. I do mechanical work. I do body work. I do plumbing. I do electrical. I earn my dollar by the sweat of my eyebrow on nobody's back other than my own. You employ me. I work. You pay me. That's the way it should be.
Representation
without taxation. Be the voice of the people.
That is an interesting slogan.
Yes, sir.
I see Mr. Craig Bowe is joining us now.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bowe, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I saw you at the Doris Johnson High School on advanced poll day. And let me quickly say, you're a towering structure. You're a giant of a man.
Yep.
And I heard you lament to the people of Elizabeth that the only way they could get good representation was if they put a man that was already on the ground to represent them. You said there's only one man that cares about the people of Elizabeth. There's only one man that is working among the community of Elizabeth. There's only one man that can deliver for Elizabeth, and you claim that it's you.
Yeah, putting my money where my mouth is.
How exactly do you qualify that claim, Mr. Bowe?
Putting my money where my motor is, being out in 2017, was a rookie, didn't know where I wanted to go, and now I got to learn the politics part about the political arena, and now I have it to dominate.
What is your association with Elizabeth? How did you decide that Elizabeth was where you wanted to go to represent your people?
Well, in 2007, then back from Ryan Pinder days, they had us Yamacraw, Joe Farnett. I own properties and reading scholarships on Joe Farnett Road. That's in Elizabeth. And then I own the big compound, Leslie Estates. That's Yamacraw Hill Road, 5 acres, right to the beach. And along with that, we have other properties in the area. So I'm like the hometown boy. And I found out that... Yes, you got it.
Okay, so what exactly you've had Dr. Dwayne Sand, you've gone from PLP to the FNM. Like Golden Isles, though. Golden Isles has gone from the FNM to the PLP without changing its member. You have gone from the PLP to the FNM. Are you saying to me that even though they switched candidates in the last election and in the one before that, are you saying to me that you still do not see representation on the ground at a level that you consider reasonable?
Well, because of the pandemic and the hurricane, first of all, the hurricane, and then, that was devastated in Abaco, and then you look at the pandemic, and Dr. Dwayne Sands, was a very good doctor, especially a specialist in heart. So, his it's up there is to make sure to do what the hospital mandated him to do. You know, he have an oath for that. So I don't think he had enough time to stay in the area to do what he needed to do because of all the distraction and everything else. I think I'm the man who have all the time. I live there, I do heavy equipment, hose pumping, trucking, heavy equipment rentals. I'm the man with the plan. $2.5 million drive to stay alive for Elizabeth. So I put in my money where my mode is. We have a drive to stay alive. I already conducted myself on the ground from tools 18, 19, and 20. And from September last year, he was out with the pump trucks, park out, those who have more than others, and a pandemic, along with a hurricane and a recession we'll see after this day. Got to get back. Mandated. I am mandated by God. God speak to me, and I am mandated to get back. And that's what I'm doing. He didn't say, sell away everything and get back. Use the tools what you have. He did tell Moses in the days of Egypt, when he sent Moses to Egypt, he told Moses, Moses told him, I'm one man. But God said, you have a stick in your hand. Use it. So when I look at, I sleep and I hear this whisper in the night, get up, Bo, you're the man of the plan. You've been there for 2 or 7 days. You're the only one who can lead them out of this. And I say, okay, it's one seat. Not after the government, but it's one seat. And that seat will belong to Craig A. Bo, the man of the plan. And
Craig A.
Bo. Mandated by God to get back. Those who have more than others, I have a lot, and God has blessed me to get back. And that's why I'm here. I'm blessed from the time my father, Leslie A. Bo from Exumel, Rita Ingerita Cartwright Bo from Long Island. And we have a community center in Montelites, which we give it to the constituency of Anglican, and they have it free of charge.
I wondered about that, Mr. Bo. When I heard that you were running Elizabeth, I said, I know the Bo, but all of my life, I have associated them with Montelite.
Yeah, Montelite, that's Bow Avenue. That's where I grew up and born. You know, born small and turned into a big man. Well, you know, my father bought a property, and, you know, from it's supposed to be a church, and they gave him the heads up to get the property, and he gave it to us. He gave it to my brother, Michael Bow at Bow's Pumping, 395-4538. Give him a call at any time. He was an independent guy, and they didn't get your disco. And Elizabeth, we pump free. We pump now the election day, which is on the 16th, and we'll go beyond that. I have a program in effect for hurricane preparedness. You see a big sign by Checkers concerning every resident, whether you're PLP, FNM, or DNA, they get 10 bags of sand. And for the backyard farming, they get 5 bags of soil, and we'll continue that journey till now to June to November. Every June to November for the next 5 years. Along with that,
what is your platform? Because it sounds like, because I hear you talking about hurricane supplies and also soil for backyard farming. Are you building a platform on sustainability and preparedness?
We're building on all that, what you just said. And along with that is, you know, they experienced a bad hurricane, and I was not there to represent them. But we did help over at the Elizabeth Police Station with the tractors and stuff to go through to rescue. And I don't want that to happen to them again. If it do happen, they'll have the man on the ground, Craig A. Bo, the pumping man, the man who goes there and make things happen. Remember now, it's a pandemic. People have not waked for a whole year. They back against the wall. You just cannot just talk, play music, party, drink rum, and have a bunch of parade. I don't do that. I'm the best place, I'm the best pool body in the world. That's Leslie Estates, and we don't party in a pandemic. We wait for the people through this time, and we got to get them on track. My goal is to empower them. My goal is to rise them and shine them and give God the glory. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. I will not give up on this country. I will not let this country go to hell. Some of those who are in power have more than me, and they can give back, but they refuse. So as a human being, as God has blessed me, I'm giving back. And I'm giving back with all my machines and everything. $2.5 million drive to stay alive for Elizabeth. I challenge any one of them, even the Fast Ferry, who's owned by some politician. I challenge them to take people from Andrus and bring them back to Nassau free of charge, and I can raise my bar to another $500,000. It'll be $3 million.
Elizabeth is a very interesting constituency. It runs through Elizabeth Estate, down, what is that, the name of that road where the prison is?
Yep.
There's Yamacraw Beach in there, and it comes all the way over to Joe Farrington. As there seems to be a wide range of types of people, socially classed and otherwise.
Yeah, they're middle class.
Do you feel like your message resonates throughout the whole country?
Yes, because you have the polling division 1-13. Like just like you say, you forgot Prince Charles. Then we have Hatter Road. Then we have Sandlands Village Road on the right. You know, all it's 1-13 polling division. 2, 1, 2, and 3. Last time I run, they give me 2 votes. All I am saying on there is two sides of the body is just licking rum all day long. I went through the other day, and I told them, God forgive them, stop drinking rum, get your act together. But we're gonna win this seat. Get your business license. And be going to wake. And that's what I told them. And Father, forgive them. Because all it is rum and liquor, rum and liquor. And that the old past is done. It's the new past. It's the new future. It's ahead of us now. And that future is Craig Abel, the man with the blonde.
Listen, look, I want to talk to Sam Kemp again. Mr. Kemp.
Yes.
I heard you say that you have had a background in law enforcement. I am considering that this election may end in one of two parts. Either there is the wholesale whitewashing of the current administration, and if that doesn't happen, if it's not an absolute blowout, then I believe it's going to be razor thin, the margin of victory. Which means, if that happens, an independent vote in the parliament could decide who is the government.
That's correct.
If by chance the vote is split 19-19, one of the bodies must decide to go with an independent, and an independent is a House of Assembly.
Yes, sir.
That
has happened before.
When you think about that as an independent, what comes to your mind? Do you think that is a decision or a position Sam Kemp as an independent is prepared to take? If the DLP comes and says, Sam, we short one.
Yes, sir.
You are sitting in the parliament on behalf of people of Golden Isles who you claim you will represent without taxation.
Yes, sir.
That's
easy.
The next move for Sam Kemp?
That's
the FNM comes and says, Sam, please, for God's sake, don't give this country back to the PLP. You've seen them before. We booted them out of office 5 years ago. You now have the voice to make a difference, and you claim you speak on behalf of the people of Golden Isles.
Yes, sir.
Come go with us instead, Sam, and let us see if we can build a future, because that is what it is about.
That is a very, 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 very easy answer. The first thing we all must remember, Samuel Alexander Kemp Sr. does not represent himself. I represent the great people of the constituency of Golden Isles. It's not for me to make that decision. It's for me to embark myself to the people who I'm supposed to be representing, ask them, what would you like for me to do? It's not for me to make that decision. I am only the representative and the voice of the people who elected me. That's all I am, nothing more, nothing less. I didn't go to parliament to make decisions for myself. I'm trying to get the parliament to make decisions for us. Us combined together, united you stand and divided you fall. We make that decision, and whatever we come upon or come up with, that decision will then be levied on me, and it's my job to take that answer to the House of Parliament and to present it to whoever at that time wants to be the one in power.
And so you say to me, you go and go back and do exactly what you're doing now on the campaign trail. Knock door to door, you hold town hall meetings.
Yes, sir.
You hold, there will be no rallying because of COVID, but you get into your electronic devices and you get into the WhatsApp groups and you get on the phone and you start phone calling and you are prepared to call, 4,900 voters?
Yes, sir.
You're prepared to call every single one of them to see what is the position you must take.
My job, and I repeat that loud and clear, Samuel Alexander Kemp does not make a single decision unless every accounted voice that is heard, every concerns is met, and all we have to meet one consensus. The consensus is this is a very, very serious decision that will allow us to either go forward or backward. We will make that decision based on the future of our country, our children, the people that live here. And once we make that decision, the decision is only to do one thing, move forward.
Mr. Bo, I want to ask you the very same question. Again, I predict that if the Progressive Liberal Party wins the general election, it will either be a whitewashing of the FNM, and if they do not, it's going to be a razor thin margin. The question I then ask is, should the Progressive Liberal Party come to you? We all have political cradles that we've come out of. They say to you, Craig, well, you've been a prominent figure and prominent fixture in not only the Elizabeth constituency, but in one of our strongholds, Anglesey. And we believe that you and us can work together very well. You know the work that your family, your father, your brother have already done in one of the strongest Progressive Liberal Party foothold in the country. We've seen the work that you have done. But, Craig, we still at what? Come go with us. Come be on our side. We will deliver for you. You've seen the tyranny of Dr. Hubert Minnis. You've seen the king-like rule of Dr. Hubert Minnis. Come go with us, Craig. The FNM whispers to you in a very razor-tight race, Craig, please, not for our sake, but for the sake of our children, do not give this country back to the BLP. Come go with us. You are the lone independent sitting in a parliament, in a parliamentary caucus. You are now the Randall Fox of this generation. Where do you stand?
Well, you know, both sides are failures. The BLP has failures. Give it to the FNM. Now, the FNM has failures. Now, there's two choices. One going to win, and one going to lose. And now it's Craig Gabo got to make the decision. One day I will not be a puppet to them. If they recommend me, I have to speak to the people with my great consistency, 1 to 13, and the polling division. Then we'll have to make that decision based on the people of my great consistency of Elizabeth, and then we'll make a choice from there. But I will not be a puppet if I have to decide to go on one of them. If I cannot hire anybody for my great consistency, if I get recommended to be asked to be in charge of Rotenbach or Ministerial Ways or whatever position they give me, I will not be a puppet for the people. I'm the only one who can speak out and talk and get the job done and get it done for Elizabeth. They're not going to abandon me. They know that themselves. I think they're very afraid of me right now. I already win the Rand poll, hands down, man down. And I will win the general election for Elizabeth. And then we'll make that decision among the people of Elizabeth. And I'll sit down and we'll speak in a town hall meeting and we'll make that decision. But they will not have me for a puppet. They will not have me as a cabinet minister and I can't do anything. That won't work on Bray Davis and that won't work on Prime Minister Minnis. I'm on the mind with a plan. I'm on a mission from God above to do what I have to do for the people of the great consistency of Elizabeth. And already on day, you need to ask the question sometime on day one, what we'll do. And on day one, we have a community center lot we already look at. We're going to purchase that on day one. The only candidate we can purchase a lot on day one is Craig Alexander Lord Boy 2 Peter Collected Bow, the man with the plan. That's on day one. And along with getting and going to the House Assembly and being the MP, I'll wait for the first week before I'm nominated to that post to finish up off the cleanup, have all the tractors and everything ready. And I'm the only one on day one. They could see the only one on day two could do the work. And the only one on day one again is to buy the property for the Elizabeth Consistency, for the Elizabeth Consistency Community Center, which consists of the community center, a Hargrove Banners Hall, and four shops on top. And I already have the property. We already purchased it. After you pass Johnson Barber on the right, first property on the left. And I'm going to purchase that on day 17. Very powerful, the mind with the blind. $2.5 million tried to stay alive, and the fast ferry want to challenge me. I put another $500,000 on it to make it $3 million. $3 million. $3 million, yes, my own resorts. I put my money where my motor is, you see. I'm the mind with the blind.
Well, let me tell you something. We got to go to a break. Let's go to a break. Yes. Kermit, take us to the break. We're going to go to the break. Yes. Don't go anywhere. I've got these two gentlemen here. They say that they have come to give them hell in Golden Isles and in Elizabeth. Now, I don't know. I don't know how we measure it, but election day will come, and when election day comes, we will see.
And both of us will win.
Golden Isles. Sam Kemp says, I know him. He calls himself Sam the Big Stick Kemp. We'll see what happens down there. And of course, there's Craig Bull. Craig Bull, see, Craig Bull, the man with the black taxation, or representation for those taxation. Craig Bull says, again, man that has been sent with a divine plan for the people of Elizabeth at the present time. Don't move, don't go anywhere. We've got more to understand.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This has been a paid political announcement by the independent candidate for Pine Ridge.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country. And I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family who have been with me from the beginning and who are still with me to this day. In particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children. And actually, there's quite a few of them. I am actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This has been a paid political announcement by the FNM candidate for Elizabeth.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm on East Guardian Radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. And I am all the way in Mars Harbor, Abaco, back at the Leonard H. Thompson, Leonard M. Thompson International Airport, stuck in unrest. There is an apparent sick out. I don't know what to call it. A strike. I'm very confused about what's happening here. I'm here. The check-in girl here. The only thing put in here is the plane and the security them, right? And we can't go nowhere unless the security them come and the plane can't come till the security them come. So all us stuck here wait on the security them and they say they ain't coming because they all would stay there, right? Now it's done. That's fine to see you, but then it's expected to make landfall there and treasure the key. I went up there. A marvelous, wonderful, splendid hole. But that is the situation on the ground here in Abaco. It is a wet and rainy day as well. I don't know how to fly. If someone says something about me, get there. A 5-shooter, not in this. If the angel of death is going to come for me, man, if I ain't that COVID kill me, what it look like I let a 5-shooter plane kill me? That doesn't make sense to me. So I will be here. I will be here until they send me a plane. Yeah, there will be no. I watch La Bamba. I am not going down that road. That's just not going to go on my life. And so I'm going to be an up. I have a studio with me this morning, though. Sam Camp, the independent candidate. And these men, I'll tell you why I brought them. I brought them on because these men seem to have all of the trinkets, right? So they've got the street signs. And, you know, I see their social media is up and running, and I've been able to identify who they are in the community. There are many independent candidates. I couldn't see them. If they had to heaven, I still wouldn't be able to know who they were because no one knows them. I've never heard of them. I consider myself someone that is well-read, but their identity obviously escaped me. But again, Mr. Greg Bowe is a name that I am familiar with. I've seen his poster for at least 2 years. Sam Camp as well, I've seen his posters up and around the Golden Eye area. I see there was a bit of tampering with his posters earlier. I don't know if he's been able to rectify that problem, but they joined me in studio this morning. Gentlemen, let me just get a couple of these text messages out of the way. This one here says, Stephen, you sound like you're campaigning for this lousy outgoing government, but history will repeat itself. Only thing is the decision is going to be between the Coalition of Independence and the PLP. Morning, Stephen. I just love your music choice for your show. Thank you very much. Good day, Levin. We did just need a new hospital because of the planned pandemic. We, the government, should have built a new one on Glasson Road years ago. Now, they're giving the jungle who was 13 acres talk about priorities. Levin, the Coalition of Independence is going to black out this country. They are the only party that has vision for the new Bahamas. They are gaining traction on the ground, and the Bahamians are resonating with them. This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. Okay, so, Mr. Kemp, are you still there with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, I know you had some difficulties with your campaign earlier on, people were tampering with campaign paraphernalia and that sort of stuff. What do you back up?
Well, my thing was this. My paraphernalia was up 4 months before any candidate even announced it was running. I think I'm the first person who announced I was on your show when I made my information in the punch. What I wanted to do and to run for the Golden Isles constituency. The thing about this is I'm quite sure that both parties felt that they were being threatened by someone who knows that area very well, grew up in that area, and could be a factor. The thing about that is the design of politics for the people is being tampered on by the people who we choose to send to Parliament. We've chosen FNM and PLP, and both of them has let this country down. The thing about this, I'm a son of the soil. I born and grew here, and I'm looking for us, we the people. My mom and my father were laymen, common people. I know about the bad days without water, light, running water. And the thing about this is I've been blessed enough to be able to travel 3/4 around the world. I'm a professional golfer. I'm the president of the Bahamas Professional Golf Association. I've been able to see the spoils and the disarray of different countries. People got to appreciate what we have here. And like the man say, if you're not willing to fight and die for it, then you don't deserve it. The thing about it is we can't take things like a grain of salt. It's tomorrow's tomorrow, tomorrow. If we don't put a stop to the erosion of these two parties, what they're doing to the Bahamian people and selling this country and this land to everybody who has money and not making provision for our future children to be able to afford and live in this world, in this place where we should be calling utopia, we have to put a stop to these people. They are allowing people who have multi-millions of dollars to come in our country, buy up the land, block the land from regular behemoths who would want to work, want to enjoy the beach, being taken advantage of, properties where they're renting, buying for $2 million and then renting it in less than a year. These people could galvanize billions of dollars They are taking advantage of the Bahamian people. And a matter of fact, Mr. Miller, let's ask ourselves this question. If these lands that's supposed to be owned by the people are being sold, who is collecting the money for all these properties? Millions and millions of dollars are collected. No one knows where it's going. Even, let's go down to simple as drones. $17 million spent for drones. I have not seen a drone in my life in the Bahamas. Where is these things that these people are borrowing these money for and not being accountable to the people?
And so you believe that as an independent candidate, you can be a watchful eye in the box?
Absolutely. I will not be just an eye. I will be the stopper. I will agitate and agitate and agitate to get it right. The difference is we need men to go to parliament. We need men who are willing to stand up and make a stand for the people who do not have a voice. We do need men to go in there and somebody become a pure dictator and tell us what to do. We are here to represent the people and tell you what to do. We're supposed to be servant for the people, not the people servant to us. And that's why we're getting this backward. These people in parliament think the people are supposed to be working for them. It's the opposite way. You're supposed to be servant for the people you represent.
Mr. Bo, you said you've been pretty active in your community. You've been a community builder all this time. Are you saying then that you'd be prepared to work along with other members from other parts of the political divide should you be victorious in Elizabeth? Are you prepared to reach across the aisle in a bipartisan type fashion? Well, I don't know if it'll be bipartisan because you'll be independent, but are you prepared to go beyond the politics to get the things in Elizabeth done?
Yes, I will certainly will. And like I say, long as it's for the people, then I down with that. You know, I'll sign on a dollar line once it's not for special interests. Especially a lot of them have special interests in there. I think many of them should resign now. Especially the special interests. They don't need to do it. They're just there to empower themselves and enrich themselves. See, with me, I already rich. I already enrich myself. I don't have to do that. I just do this because it's for the people. And God has mandated me to come back into this to make it happen for them. He has blessed me with things, tools I could use, parko, pump trucks, room, car, I have my pool yet. Once the pandemic is gone, some are coming in Elizabeth, they come into Leslie Estates. Come with the cards, they don't have it, they have not been awakened. It's all free of charge. Beyond the election day. I'm the only candidate. I'm the only candidate what could buy a community center lot right after the election is finished on the 16th. Some of them could do it now. They refuse. They've been in power for what, 50, 30 years and not even built a community center in Cat Island. One haven't built one in Kanani. And these are two.
Kanani doesn't need a community center.
Let's say if the prime minister recommend himself to do it, he should do it with a heartbeat. All right, let's say let's go to the former one. Perry Glassstone, Christie, the one in Centerville. Why you haven't built one? Special interests, rob the country, take it apart, and now they want to talk about give them a chance. The only chance they'll get is when the independent take this country over, and that'll be us, the independent candidate for Elizabeth. My good friend across the road, along with me, we will take our seats. We will win it, hands down, mind down. And Elizabeth is gone. Well, all the ladies in Elizabeth, go on bow. 1 to 13, go on bow.
So I've spoken to you gentlemen for quite some time. There are some people that want to speak to you because they want an opportunity to talk and find out who Craig Bowe and who Tom Camp is. Kermit, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. The call's not there. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on. We lost the call. You can give me a call. 424796. Is there another call coming? Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Right, you can text me on 424796. Sorry about that. You can call back. So, Mr. Bo, Mr. Sean Camp, how do people find you? What are some of your contacts? Can they reach you via email? Can they reach you via cell phone? Where are your offices located? How do people find you? If they're interested in knowing more about how you will give them representation without taxation.
Yes, sir.
If they want to know more about how the candidate that is prepared to give them $2.5 million to stay alive, how would they go about contacting and connecting with you, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. You can reach me by WhatsApp or Facebook. And most, if you don't want to do that, you want to meet me in person. My restaurant and bar is on Richard Drive, Adelaide Village, fourth corner on your right, going towards the school. I am there every day at 5 o'clock. You don't have to call or text. You could come speak with me in person. Get to see exactly who I am, what I'm all about. My office is also there. That whole property section there belongs to me. Paid for.
And what about you, Mr. Bo?
Yes, you can reach me at 424-223. Office on Joe Finder Road, Regis Cottage. It's owned by me from 1992. And we have the big compound, Leslie Estates, Yamacore Hill Road. And we have Bo's Pumping Direct number 325-7070. And my brother Mike Bo, 395-4538. Call him. He know what to do. I'm in charge of all the trucks. Once it's Elizabeth, it's coming free of charge. And along with that, we have a hard preparedness delivery. It's from now to election day. That'll be on the move tomorrow because it rained today. And we have that on Jasmine Road, corner before you reach Super Value, and right there before you reach the rugby field and tennis court. Come and pick up your free sign and sort it. Tell June there's to November.
There's a question here for you, Mr. Bo. Someone is asking, why does it seem that you are only concerned about the Commonwealth Boulevard area of Elizabeth? You
Commonwealth
don't seem
Boulevard.
To be concerned about the whole of. What do you say to that?
Where's Commonwealth Boulevard? Is that Bowling Division 1, 2, and 3? I just need to know. Then I know.
I don't know. Where
Commonwealth Boulevard. Why am I concerned about it?
Yeah, they said they wonder if you know that the entire area is Elizabeth. You seem to be very concerned just about the Commonwealth Boulevard area.
Well, if it's 1 and 2 and 3,
Commonwealth Boulevard should be Elizabeth Estates proper. That should be the center road.
Yeah, that should be the one in back by the school. Well, right. But last time, tell the truth, and the whole truth, nothing but the truth, last time it did that area give me 2 votes. And I thought all that was Elizabeth, you know, like everybody else thinking. I think maybe the colleagues on the yellow side thinking that's everything. But they got to know that we have from St. Andrews Street straight to Continental Food Store, straight to Hannah Road. We have Sandlands Village Road on the right. We have Prince Charles, Parker Shell Gas Station. Then we have one opposite St. Augustine School. And then last time down to the preschool next to my classmate, a singer. And from there, it's a little on the left and the right. So I went into the Bowling Division, Commonwealth Boulevard. I think we just started that 2 weeks ago. We have the sign drive bank going through it. It's a hardcore PLB area or F&M area. I know they have like a bow, they have like a F&M on one side and a PLB on one side, and look like they just do music and rum, and I don't do that type of thing, you know. Whatever votes we get out there will be fine. But like I say, go with Bo, you know, just like a Isu. You know, you're earning something last, and then you'll become first. And that's what it's all about. You know, I'm not scared to even say that.
Yes, Mr. Miller, we need men like Mr. Bo to be in Parliament.
He has
a passion. He has the money, and he has the character to help people.
Yes.
This one here says, why do these two successful men want Parliament? We have to end it there because we are out of time. Mr. Bo, thank you so much for coming. Mr. Sam Kemp, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
That's my time.
And thank you.
Music. That's my time.
Thanks, Mr. Miller. Thank you. God bless.
I'm predicting it now. I see the PLB might have it in the bag in Cooperstown. But as it relates to Sandy Point, I want to tell you the PLB has it in the bag, and the bag is high down there in South Arbiter. That's my time. I'm Gabe McMillan. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't move. They've got the news. That is now. Oh.